This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.
Slightly later than advertised, Sound of Merseyside with John Gibbons. Morning, Gibbons.
Good morning.
And the Red Run Club. Hello, lads. It's nice to see you back in again. 9:21. Rock and roll time.
Parking issues, I think it was something. But it's normally me. I'm normally the late one, so it was a nice change. But
I said to producer Christian, in 2 years you've never been late. I thought there was a major Gibbons problem.
I was downstairs, but the boys struggled a bit with parking, but we're here now. But it's nice to see them, and it's nice to kind of get a band back in, because obviously we want to push new bands as much as we can. But it's always nice when, like a year later, if you like to meet people who've like done brilliantly in between, and the lads are just kind of smashing at the moment, and which is boss. I mean, they'll tell you all about it. But headline tour all around the country going on, huge Liverpool day coming up, clothing lines looking to get involved with them and stuff like that. Exactly. So like they're like a, you know,
it's like the Anfield Rap.
Hey, well, steady on. But they're like a boss template for what if a band in Liverpool listen who want to do well, like what you've got to do, because they've grafted and they're getting the rewards.
Morning, Tom, Michael, Fran. You all right, lads?
Yes.
There has been a massive sort of surge for you, hasn't there? Has it felt like the past 6 months or year? Or when have you felt this, all of a sudden, this rush going on with the band's popularity?
Ooh, it's definitely been moving, but for the last 18 months, it's been moving. But for the last 2 months, where we've announced a tour, announced a new single, and been gigging all over the country as well as just Liverpool, that's kind of when people have started noticing that we're quite all right.
Quite all right.
I've been going down in the other cities. Good.
It was great, yeah. We started the tour on last Wednesday in Leeds. It was the first time we've ever played Leeds, and we put on a headline show. And the room was packed. You know what I mean? We sold 80 to 100 tickets. The reception was brilliant, kind of thing. We're going back there in February, and the same with London. We played down in Camden on the Thursday. We played Sheffield, which is... that was so good that we're going back this month, going back in 4 weeks' time on the 27th. And then we were in Brighton doing a Labour Party conference.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with a few of the Liverpool lads, the Farm and Cast, John Powell of the Cast and that. So we went
so
down
that,
there and
that
played
just
there.
Didn't coincide by accident then?
No, we kind of, we were offered this date, and we played Brighton once before. And we kind of just slotted it in the tour perfectly. You know, we were all ready to go, and so we just went down there and
didn't come back.
The van broke down. Yeah. It took us 11 hours to get back.
The van broke down on the...
in Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
What, the van broke down on the way back?
Down, yeah.
Oh, that's proper rock and roll, isn't it?
To run home with the
Did you all have to get out and stand by the side of the van?
You fell asleep at the Costa, to be honest.
Oh, no. Awful. Yeah. But the gig was all right anyway.
Yeah, well, we're...
Jeremy Corbyn likes his bands, doesn't he? We saw that We're Alive. Did you not get Corbyn to the gig?
Wait, John McDonnell was there.
McDonnell. Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Right-hand man.
So was... what's his name?
Lloyd Russell.
He's the Brighton MP.
He's making up names. He's,
and he's...
Do they not exist?
No, he is. He's the Labour MP for one of the constituency in Brighton. And he...
loves it.
He loves it. He's coming to our show on Monday.
Right. Brilliant following then. So yeah. The UK tour, is it still ongoing? Or
still ongoing. We're in London on Sunday and we're in Brighton on Monday. And then I haven't seen it looks further than that, to be honest.
So this is the first sort of big foray, is it, round the country?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're getting a proper sort of bit of feedback as to what people think of you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All positive?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think we've had a bad word. Well, not to our face, anyway.
Reviews? Have you had reviews online? Or?
Yeah, plenty of reviews. There was two from Leeds. There's one from Sheffield. There's a new venue in Sheffield called Cafe Totem, and we were one of the first bands to play it. And straight away, they've just asked us back, as I say, on the 27th. So the reviews from that was a sellout gig. And so that's, you know, it's all moving. Seems to be the North and Brighton are taking a lot of it.
It's all the Labour heartland, isn't it?
Well, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, good socialist boys and girls.
It's like they're doing all the right things, though, doesn't it? It's a steady process.
Yeah, no, definitely. But, I mean, I can't kind of, you know, say enough how much of an achievement it is to do your first gig in a city, to just rock up and say, well, headline, you know, it's quite a cocky thing to do, but then to get like to 80 to 100 people down, you know what I mean? There's there's Liverpool bands who are struggling to do that in their own city, so to go and do that just shows like their interest to drumming up, just shows how they're managing to push the stuff online, and just shows how, like, I think instantly accessible the music is as well, which is what I think. I mean, when we played the new single, like 10 seconds in, you know you like it, don't you? And that's like that's a really hard thing to do.
Yeah, because we played a bit of it a few weeks ago. Yeah, it is. It's naturally very, very catchy and high-end.
Yeah, you just know it's
going
straight away, yeah.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Right, we'll play that and then we'll do a plug for your clothing line. So we'll do that later on. Mugs and merchandise also available. Right, so brand new single out today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us a bit about it.
It's called Friend of a Friend. It's great. It's really good.
I wasn't going to dig you out of your hole. Tell me a bit more about it.
It records it in Par Street Studios with Chris Taylor. And it's had nationwide radio play. It's doing well so far. And yeah, it's out today.
Par Street. It's nice to record in your home city, isn't it?
It's nice to record in Par Street as well. Like.
Yeah. Is Par Street a bit special?
Yeah,
it's like a world famous studio, and
you just need to rock up when you think you're like, yeah. you think you're the main boy in there.
But then you look on the wall and Rihanna's been in there, and Doves, and who else? Paolo Nutini, anyone who's anyone has been in there, do you know what I mean? It's Chris Martin done him.
The stairs are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's got that smell about it.
Yeah.
It's just good.
Smells like success.
Is that what it is? If you can bottle the smell, how would you describe
mahogany.
It? Mahogany.
It's dead still. There's like a dead...
A dead room in it, so it's just like tranquil.
Yeah.
Right, all right, let's play this. Friend of a Friend, this is the Red Rum Club. Red Rum Club, Friend of a Friend. It's released today. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Yeah. My only criticism would be it's not long enough.
You just want more.
Do you actually do an extended version when you sing it live? Because you should do. Because it's only 2.5 minutes, isn't
That's
it?
Pop song though, isn't it?
No, but it's one of the
leave them wanting more.
You still want to go.
We've heard it before. To be honest, it's not long enough. Yeah.
Do you extend it? We could do.
We
don't
really.
It's just like a little loop, isn't it?
Give me a solo if you want, mate.
Drums.
Yeah. And do you know the other bit I really like? That little Pulp Fiction bit in the middle. What is that?
It's actually me. To be honest,
yeah. It's proper Pulp Fiction, that, isn't it? Very, very good. Excellent. Right, so you can get a hold of that. How?
All digital. Amazon and iTunes. Yeah. Right. All digital. And then if you come to our gigs, you can get yourself a physical copy as well.
We're looking on doing vinyl and CDs as well. But you'll have to come and see us for that.
That's the only way you can get all of those. Come to the gigs. That's an enticement, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right, when are you playing the city?
28th of October.
At?
Saturday night in the O2 Academy.
That's fab, isn't it? How good's this single going to do?
I think it's going to do really well. I think it's it's already had loads. We were talking before off air about loads of interest in terms of music blogs all up and down the country, and I think it's only going to grow now. It's only been out a few hours, so give it a chance. But I think it's going to do really well for them. But they've got loads more in the bag, ready to be unleashed as well.
Yeah. Ready to go.
Right, they're a full commercial enterprise, and they're also flogging T-shirts. Let me get some information up about them. Do you know what you meant to say about this yet? Your producer, your manager, producer, George, has sent me an email on this, and he says the lads have to talk about it, so go on.
So we've always done our own T-shirts, because we always thought, Tom's always thought himself as a bit of a fashion designer. Mm. So we've been selling them, but we've recently linked with Lost Souls, a clothing line from Liverpool, who just taken the city by storm. Really, everyone's got them on, so we've joined up with them, and hopefully they're going to do even just a T-shirt with our name on, or we're going to have some sort of affiliation with them.
Maybe. Oh, it's not out yet.
Not out yet. No, there's a few designs coming through, and we're picking and choosing what we like and what we don't like, and hopefully the T-shirt will be out before Christmas.
Right, so have a look at your Facebook page or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll keep you updated,
as soon as that comes on.
And theirs, the Lost Soul page.
The uber cool local T-shirt company, according to George.
They're like, I don't know, they're a Liverpool success story, really. Like, people should look into them, we should be proud of them, because they're like, sort of...
The power of social media,
All around the world, famous people kind of wearing them and all sorts. They are boss.
Guys, great to see you. Just before you go, George, your manager, he had you on a training regime, which we talked about
boxing.
When he came in last time. How's it going? How's the fitness? Have you lost some weight, all of you?
Since we've been on the
belly's tours. Hanging over this table.
What are you saying, Michael, is it? Are you not sticking to the regime?
No, indulging in the service stations and that. What have you got to eat?
There was a Nando's at a service station.
Was he happy with that?
Isn't that futuristic? isn't that?
He'd be happy with chicken, as long as it's not fried. George is in actually on Monday to talk about diet and everything else to keep you healthy. Boys, best of luck with it. It sounds absolutely brilliant. So good luck to that. You can get hold of it today. The Red Rum Club, superb new single there. 9:34. We'll do some ones to watch in just a moment. Let's take your news headlines out at 9:34.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.
It's David Sanderson.
The leader of Wirral Council has been telling us how the government's failure to help New Ferry is a kick in the teeth. Residents and businesses are still picking up the pieces 6 months after an explosion devastated the area. The government say they can't provide any funding. Two people have been arrested and a double-barrelled shotgun recovered in Dingle. The 23-year-old man and a 54-year-old woman were arrested during a raid on Upper Man Street late last night. They're currently being questioned on suspicion of possession of a firearm. And Ronald Koeman thinks Everton currently look too afraid to play attacking football. They conceded a late goal in a 2-2 draw with 10-man Apollon Limassol in the Europa League. Koeman's been asked if experienced players like Wayne Rooney can help lift the squad, but he says the problem's bigger than that.
Also, they have difficulties. There's a lot of expectation, and we're fighting against that, and the team is not flowing. If you are afraid, if you're scared, you don't get that luck.
And there's a full update online.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
I should tell you, the Anfield Wrap is back from 6:30 this evening. Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons and the lads with everything Liverpool looking at. Are you on it or not?
We've got Loyal Carner in today as well. Famous rapper, Mercury Music nominated, huge Liverpool fan. He's playing in town tomorrow night. So we've grabbed him for City Talk. Aren't we nice?
You?
I know, it's dead cool. I'm really excited. I love him,
A mix of Liverpool and rapping. 6:30 tonight, they'll be looking ahead to the Rafa reunion and everything else Liverpool related. Right, let's have a look at your sporting headlines with David again.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Yeah, a lot of really good gigs going on this weekend. A lot of them seem to be under the We Shall Overcome kind of banner, which is something that's been put together to help out people kind of in... in times of austerity, really. So it just seems to be kind of a lot of that going on at the moment in the city, which is good, kind of mixing kind of politics and music, I guess, and just trying to help people. I know the lads from Red Rum Club, they did the homeless thing, didn't you, at a hangar 34 that we kind of pushed as well. And it you know, it's good, and it's good that, you know, so many musicians in the city have got a social conscience and up for stuff like this. So there's something going on tonight at the 27 Club. Saturday night. It's a fundraiser for the Mayside Youth Association, but it looks absolutely brilliant lineup. One of the bands who's playing is Joe Astley and the Back Pages. I'm going to play them now, and it's Back to Rags.
There we go. First one.
That's Joe Astley, the Back Pages. He's actually from Wigan, so I've extended it a little bit. But, you know, it's close enough. And he's, as you say, he's playing in Liverpool tomorrow night at 27 Club. So get down to that if you fancy it. Real mixed lineup, kind of local legends like Barry Sutton, who's from the Lards, and also emerging bands like the Israelites all playing. It's only £4 in, if you fancy that. Another option on Saturday, well, this is actually an all-dayer, so you could do both if you played your cards right. But there's an all-day event going on. Liquidation are doing it, so it's downstairs in Heebie-Jeebies. I was going to say Labatto, then I'm showing my age. This is, again, a charity gig. It's for the Liverpool Charity and Voluntary Service and Kids Connect. It's £5 on the door. The next two bands are both playing it. The first one are absolutely great. They're called Digital Garden Party, and the song's called Sanctuary.
That's Digital Garden Party, and the other band involved are?
The Holograms, and this is Loose Mind.
That's the Holograms, Loose Mind.
Yeah, both those, the last two bands, they're playing the Liquidation All Day on Saturday, Heebie-Jeebies, downstairs, £5 on the door, absolutely tons of bands besides. So yeah, good weekend in Liverpool again.
Right, the lads are still here from the Red Rum Club. Just wanted to mention, you said before about the gig you played for Homelessness at Anger, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Was that the Whitechapel Centre that was raising money for on the evening?
It was for a national charity, actually. It was the news for crisis. That's right.
How did it go, anyway? Because you were in before it, weren't you?
Yeah. It was great. It was a full weekend thing. It was a Saturday and a Sunday down there at Anger 34. All the big Liverpool bands.
Great lineup, yeah.
Great lineup. An all-day thing, from 2 right the way through till 12 o'clock. And it was, you know, we were floating about on a Saturday, and you just, anyone kind of thing in the scene was popping up here or there, and, you know, you didn't realise a band were playing until they were on stage, and then it was a good day for all.
Great to see everyone supporting that course. Right, and talking to Liverpool bands, another plug as well. If you want to see these lads, the Red Rum Club, go on, big yourselves up. When is it?
The 28th of October in the O2 Academy.
With Generation.
Yeah, Generation.
Shipbuilders
and Bribes. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Boys, great to see you again. Thank you very much indeed. New single's absolutely superb, isn't it, Gibbo?
Yeah, no, it's boss.
So let's hope that does really, really well. 9:42, Sound of Merseyside returns next week. You want to hear any of the stuff the Red Rum Club have done, we'll put it on the social media or any of those ones to watch as well. We're going to do some films next with Al.
Radio City Talk. The Kickoff with Steve Hotherthall. Back tomorrow from 7:00.